I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Indecent at Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater is an award-winning work by Paula Vogel. Bloomington and Indianapolis theatergoers may remember Vogel from How I Learned to Drive. She describes this piece as the story of a little Jewish play. That play is Sholem Ash's The Vengeance of God from 1906. It's a work set over a brothel and featuring a lesbian affair. The main character is a wealthy brothel keeper married to his former madam. His pure daughter falls in love with one of his prostitutes. Seven actors directed by Martha Jacobs play a variety of parts to tell the backstage story of the production and its successful progress through the capitals of Europe to New York's Lower East Side in the 1920s. The crisis for Ash's play occurs in 1923, with a translation from Yiddish to English and an attempt to move the show uptown. One of actor Bill Simmons' many characters counsels that the Broadway audience coming from out of town will find the prostitution titillating but run screaming from the two women kissing. The company feels that the intimate scene of love is vital to the truth of the play. They find it so moving that they watch it each night, but it's cut. And despite overcoming the difficulties with the language and the cuts, the original opening did, in fact, lead to jail for some members of the cast. Director Martha Jacobs' cast, anchored by the Phoenix's new producing artistic director Bill Simmons, features three Phoenix veterans familiar to the indie audiences and three from IU, perhaps more familiar to visitors from Bloomington. Mark Gertzinger plays the gruff brothel keeper and later the elderly Sholem Ash. Jolene Moffat is his sturdy companion and does a nice little cabaret number for their Berlin visit. John Goodson is quite the actor of all work, most often appearing as Ash himself. The three from IU were all in last year's summer theater in Bloomington. Nick Jenkins plays the ever-clumsily charming Lemmel as a reluctant member of the company. The warm-spirited Abby Lee is the young prostitute that the brothel keeper's daughter falls for. And Courtney Spivak is ever so appealing as the pure young daughter. Playwright Paula Vogel has said that a writer writes the script, the director, designers, and cast write the production, and each audience member writes their own play through their experience. Director Martha Jacobs is aided by music direction from Brent Marty, the flexible open scenic design and audience cue cards from Philip Mayle, the varied costumes of Brittany Kugler, and the lighting that makes it all happen by Jeffrey Martin. Jacobs is especially happy to thank her daughter Esther Widlansky for choreography. A final thought, just when the stage and the actors return to the opening setting, and we thought that our experience of the show was over, rain began to fall, Abby Lee and Courtney Spivak rose, and a scene that we'd never seen, the love scene that had entranced the cast and was cut from Broadway, played out. The Phoenix Theater's production in the Livia and Steve Russell Theater of Paula Vogel's Indecent plays through July 8th. You can find this and other theater reviews and previews at wfiu.org/arts and at the theater for you. I'm George Walker.